everything that rocks.
Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
8:15 and 24 today. We are going to see some snow off and on throughout the day. Balmy 28 out there.
Huh?
I'm going to be sweating. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more snow possible, low of 25. Saturday, got a mix of some clouds, some sunshine, snow earlier in the morning.
I was going to say yesterday the sun popped out for a little bit.
It did. Tomorrow, high of 40.
What?
Ooh-wee, let's hit the golf course, buddy.
It should be.
40 degrees outside.
One last round.
And then Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance for afternoon rain, high of 41.
So that means no more snow.
Winter's over.
Right.
Winter's over.
That was it, folks.
We had a good run.
Hey, it's better than it has been.
Ah, jeez, I tell you. I'm just happy it's supposed to be 40s when we're moving on Saturday. Because, ugh, it was like 12 degrees and freezing and just snowing. Ugh.
Oh, no. The snow's going to be gone.
No. It'll be back. Acorns are huge, bro. They're going to be back.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Ah, the things we do for love.
Huh?
So, a 21-year-old guy in Huntington, West Virginia, named Creo Bishop, tried to burn down a strip club around 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday because he wanted to keep his girlfriend Michaela off the pole. Michaela, I love you. Baby, I love you. You don't need to dance anymore.
You don't need to dance for anybody else but me.
You just, I'll take care of you. You don't need to be dancing down at the Bunny Ranch anymore.
So I'm going to burn it down to the ground.
That's right. I'm tired of you going to the beaver pelt and shaking your butt for all those strangers. Baby, I love you.
It's an interesting way to get your girlfriend off the pole.
She's been a stripper there for about 6 months. Apparently, he wanted her to quit, but she wouldn't. Don't tell me what to do. I don't need no man.
He was making them sweet tips, man.
So he showed up in the middle of the night after they closed and started a fire near the front door. Then he stood across the street and watched it burn.
God.
Maybe he could have got away with it. I don't know. According to the police report, oh, I can't wait to show the pictures of these two.
Yes.
According to the police report, someone who happened to be passing by called 911, and he yelled at them to mind their own business.
It sounds about right.
Mind your own business. I'm trying to keep my girlfriend off the pole. Oh, my God.
She's the one.
Cops ended up arresting him in a Walmart parking lot in the store.
Come on.
This is the most white trash story in the world.
I could have guessed that.
No one was hurt, and the fire only caused minimal damage to the outside of the building. He's facing charges for second-degree arson.
Come on, let me see that picture.
Even though he didn't burn down the place, his plan might have worked. The owner of the strip club says he's worried Creo might try it again if he makes bail. So he's firing Michaela just in case. It worked!
Ah!
Michaela's off the pole.
He did it! He did it. Baby, I love you so much. Baby, we can just go away. You don't gotta.
This is Creo.
Oh, yeah.
Raving psycho.
Aye.
This is his girlfriend.
Not bad.
You know, he's outthrown his coverage.
Yeah.
He has.
I've seen a lot worse. And they sort of.
There's the strip club. It's called JB's Gentleman's Club.
A little bit bigger than the double wide.
Not by much. That's like two double wides maybe together. And a nice workout room in the back there. I don't know. Well, I guess lesson learned. No more burning down strip clubs for this guy.